Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Ryan, it looked like you guys were just like they just couldn't do anything against you guys. You're like a brick wall out there. I mean, how was the energy on the sidelines, and how do you guys feel? I mean, you know, the first string, you know, you guys, they couldn't do nothing against you. I mean, just talk a little bit about the vibe you guys have on the sidelines.
Right. We just had an emphasis of having fun. You know, we talked about that before the game. We said we're just going to be flying around having as much fun as possible because, you know, we're literally playing football. It's like that's all we should be doing is having fun. So that was the mentality on the sideline, and then in practice prep and pregame and all that. So we were just focused on having fun, and it showed, you know.
All right, we'll go to Christian and then Mike. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Ryan, where do you guys think you made the most progress tonight from compared to last week?
I would say stopping the run most definitely, because we struggled with that a little bit last week, but we definitely did a good job of that this week, and that was the emphasis for us. And also getting to the quarterback too, but we've been doing a good job of that. We're just going to keep getting better at that too. Zion had a great game, and we're just going to keep building off those things.
All right. Varel, then Lauren. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Ryan, two things. You mentioned Zion. How have you just seen him grow over time? And also, that spin move that you ripped off a couple times, how much confidence do you have in that?
Zion's always been really talented since the day he showed up. You know, like, since he was a freshman, it was always like, that guy's got the juice, you know? I mean, we've always known that. It was just a matter of time for him to get on the field and just display it. And, you know, you guys are witnessing that right now. And the spin move, yeah, I would like to think that that's a guaranteed win for me. I just, you know, got ricocheted off the quarterback there, but next time, you know, that's not going to happen.
All right, Lauren, and then Anthony. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, Ryan, I was going to ask about the run defense. When you guys were watching from last week, what did you see in that area that you really needed to improve?
Yeah, we just needed to have more of an emphasis of getting off blocks. You know, we were being complacent with having eyes in a gap. You know, it's like it's always more than that. So, I mean, we had an emphasis of shock snatching, getting out. That's a way of disengaging a block, you know, just getting off blocks and then being ready to make plays. So that was, we just keep harping on that. And, you know, we saw a difference.
Okay, we'll take three more for Ryan, Anthony, then Chris, and then Rayleigh. Go ahead, Anthony.
How's your chemistry growing with Zion? I mean, you're a team leader down there on the line, but just how are you guys getting pressure? You feel like you've improved since last week with your chemistry and such?
Yeah, I mean, we're always working on that every practice, you know, just communicating whether we want to, like, work little games, you know, opposite each other to flush the quarterback a certain direction or things like that, you know, maybe discussing different moves that we're working on, what moves work, that type of thing. So we're always communicating, and we're always having great chemistry, especially in the outside linebacker unit. You know, it's like we're all close friends. So it's just, you know, it's fun to play with each other, honestly.
Excuse me, Fetters, and then Dan Rayleigh. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Ryan, it was interesting, like in the third quarter, right when the end, kind of the last series where the first team was really in and causing problems. You could really see it on the TV copy where Gunnell was really visibly kind of shook. And I was wondering if you guys could see that on the field. Could you feel it? And what's that feeling like for a defense when you feel like it looked like you just kind of took his will?
I mean, that's the best feeling there is as a defense. You know, you got them on their heels. And for us, that's just attack, attack, attack. You know, it's like even better for us. It's like good they're on their heels because we're coming even harder now. So to see him look like that, it's just more motivation to keep coming harder.
All right, we'll wrap it up for Ryan with Dan Rayleigh. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Ryan, a bunch of fans last week thought you guys looked kind of conservative against Oregon State. And I'm thinking maybe a fake punt from your own 30 about four plays into the game might change some people's opinion.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we're always throwing little wrinkles in here and there. You know, we always want to have people be surprised with what we're doing. And, you know, it's part of what Coach Lake is doing. You guys see it. There's definitely be more things to see, too.
All right. That'll do it for Ryan. We thank you for your time, Ryan. Have a good night. Kate Otten is walking in right now, so we'll get him on here in just a second. Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, congratulations on the win. I was just wondering, what did you see from Dylan Morris tonight, and what was clicking for you guys?
Yeah, apologize for my voice. Dylan has a lot of command. I mean, he runs our offense really well. He knows the ins and outs of it, and I think he's really good at reading his progressions and yeah, he finds the open guy.
All right, go ahead, Josh. Then Anthony, go ahead.
Just wondering, Cade, first three plays, don't get enough for a first down. What was your reaction when you hear the call come down and you see that fake punt?
I was just confident that we were going to get it. We put good guys in, and I knew they'd get a good push, and Jackson Sermon did a great job getting the first down. It was a great execution.
All right, Anthony, then Dan Raley, then Fetters. Hands up after that. Go ahead, Anthony.
How would you just describe your offense? Because we've really seen it change from, you know, first game to today, and like it's pretty dynamic. How would you describe it, or are we going to see a different offense every week?
I mean, we have a lot of really good players, and Coach Donovan does a good job of getting them the ball. And so I think it can change just getting guys the ball in different ways. And we got really good receivers, really good running backs, got a really good offensive line. And so we're going to utilize all of those things. And it's fun to be a part of.
All right. We'll go Raley, Fetters, and then Moz and wrap it up. Go ahead, Dan.
Last week, Jimmy Lake said you probably had one of your best games as a Husky as a blocker, but he practically apologized that you only had one pass come your way. Today you caught seven. Did you guys talk about that over the week? Did he say you're going to get more action on the offensive side catching?
Not really. I wasn't worried about that at all. I don't think anyone was. We're just going to do what we can to be an efficient offense, to be an explosive offense. And we had a good game plan. Coach Donovan and the rest of the coaches put a really good game plan together. And I think it showed up on the field. And yeah.
All right, we can actually take a couple more if we need to, but we'll go with Chris and then Moz. And then if anybody else has a question, hands up, please. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Cade, I asked Ryan what kind of the feeling is on your guys' side when you look at the other team and they look demoralized, out of sorts, that kind of thing. Did you get that sense when you were going up against Arizona tonight? Did you get a sense that they were feeling frustrated and a little bit out of sorts by the way you were moving the ball?
Yeah, it seemed like they got frustrated, especially at the end of the second half. We were doing a lot of good things on offense, and our defense was shutting them down. I mean, our defense was incredible tonight, and I mean, we see that every week, and we knew it was coming. But yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. I would be frustrated too.
All right, no other hands except for Moz Vita. So go ahead, Moz.
Hey, Cade, going back to the offensive line, what can you say about those guys? Just what do you have in them? Because whether you're passing or running, like you said, they're executing, and your offense is dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts up front with the offensive line, and those guys go to work every day. They refine their craft, and it shows up on game day. They're solid in pass protection. I mean, Dylan wasn't getting hit very much back there, and in the run game, they mash people, and it leads to success on offense. It leads to big runs from our running backs who get to read the holes, and our receivers getting time to run their routes, and Demo getting them the ball, and it just puts it together. It starts with them.
All right, that'll do it for Cade. Thank you very much. Good game tonight, Cade. Thank you.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.
Yeah, Jimmy, I know when you thought when you got this gig or when you got a head coaching gig, you had 1,000 different scenarios you had gamed out in your head. This kind of scenario where you're literally just kind of sucking the will out of a team, and then you want to bring in your other guys to get game time and reps and important valuable lessons learned. What are kind of the unwritten rules in your mind as to when you call off the Dawgs, when enough is enough, that kind of thing?
Well, first of all, that's Husky football right there. All right. We came out with great energy, great focus. We tackled, we executed on offense. We ran the ball. Our special teams came out on fire. Our kickoff team covered and played a tremendous game, which was a huge improvement from last week. That's Husky football right there. No turnovers again. And we got the ball back, pressured the quarterback. I'm so proud of our guys. They came to work last week, you know, after the Oregon State win. And we just started just laying bricks again, just laying bricks, getting ready to build a foundation to continue our improvement. So I'm so proud of our guys. And that's what Husky football looks like right there. When we have the opportunity to put in all of our backups on offense, defense, and special teams and get those guys some great work, we will always do that. And it's going to pay dividends down the road. That game was over 44-0. And it was awesome to get those young guys some valuable, valuable reps. Really excited about those guys. Proud of our team.
All right, we'll go to Larry and then Dan. Go ahead, Larry.
Jimmy, I was just wondering what you like most about the defensive performance tonight.
What I really enjoyed was that we stopped the run this week. Last week, that was one of our keys to the game, and we did not get that done. That was a huge emphasis with our coaching staff and our players and Coach Gutkowski and Coach Malloy and the rest of the defensive staff did a phenomenal job of getting these guys dialed in to Arizona's run game. We slowed it down big time, made them one-dimensional, and then really those, I was really proud of our pressure we put on the quarterback after that point. I think we had 5 sacks and forced another turnover. And so when you can make an offense one-dimensional, that's advantage defense. And so I'm really proud that that we limited their run game.
All right, we'll go to Dan and then Lauren. Go ahead.
Jimmy, you're four plays into this game on your 31 and you're calling a fake punt. Is that the natural gambler in you, or is it the idea that you have a mountainous offensive line that gives you that luxury?
Yeah. Well, you know, we said way back in December in 2019 that we were going to be aggressive and we were going to attack in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. And hopefully you guys saw that in game one and definitely in game two. And you're going to continue to see it here moving forward.
All right, Lauren and then Art Teal. Go ahead, Lauren.
I mean, Dylan Morris had a lot of success tonight throwing on third down. What do you like about his poise in this situation?
Sorry, you kind of broke up there. You said Dylan on third down. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he had a lot of success throwing on third down. What do you like about his poise in those situations?
Yeah, no. So how about our guy Dylan Morris here? He's just played his second college football game of his life in his second start. And all he does is go over 50% on third down, 100% on fourth down, no turnovers, again, 2 games in a row, and technically no sacks. He stepped out of bounds on that one, but I guess it goes in the books as a sack. But for him to be able to have decision-making, to not give up a legitimate sack and not turn the football over, get us out of bad plays into good plays, keep good plays on, his accuracy. Again, I think we still need, we need to make more plays from our pass catchers. We left a few out there, which we'll continue to improve on. But I'm so excited for Dylan. He's operating our offense. He's executing and he's a great leader for us. So I'm excited to see his game continue to improve.
All right. We'll go to Art and then Tim Booth. Go ahead, Art.
Jimmy, more on Morris. He clearly went downfield a whole lot more than the first game. Was that a point of emphasis during practice this week, or was it just game circumstance?
No, Art, you just said it right there. It's game circumstance. Every game, I said it last week, every game we're going to see what we can take advantage of, you know, on an opposing defense, and then we're going to do it. You know, I mentioned last week we're going to be multifaceted. If we're going to throw it, we're going to throw it. Sometimes we're going to run it, we're going to run it. If we feel we can just kind of do both and bounce up, we'll bounce up. But we're going to do whatever we feel we need to do to move the ball, possess the ball, and score points.
All right, Tim Booth and Ruth. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Jimmy, you were raving about K-Dotton as a blocker last week. I think we saw some of that receiving skill tonight. Just what stands out to you watching him as a pass catcher?
Yeah, tremendous. He got our game ball tonight. The guy – wait till you see the film of him blocking tonight. It was impressive. He was just mashing guys all over the field, opening up lanes for our running backs. And then, of course, you know, the highlight plays are the pass catches that he had and the yards that he had and the touchdown. He is a big-time tight end. He's a big-time football player. So pleased with him. And, again, this is what a dog's all about. He is tough, he's physical, and he's smart. And he comes to work every single day. So excited for Cade. He had a big-time game. He's had two big-time games.
All right, we'll go to Ruth and then Nick.
Jimmy, we're talking a lot about the defense and how well they played, but I want to hear you talk about that offensive line. Those guys are – I mean, Dylan's just got all day to throw the ball. What are your thoughts on how these guys are coming together?
I love our offensive line, Ruth. I love our offensive line. I love talking to those guys. I love seeing the plays that we're putting in each week and seeing those guys get excited and go out there and execute. We're massive up front. If you guys haven't noticed, we are massive up front. We're tough. We're smart. Again, physical. Watching those guys, their combos, moving up to the next level, blowing linebackers off the ball. It is a sight to see. And you're right. They're also pass protecting, giving Dylan time to throw the ball, give a nice clean pocket to throw out of. And then we got some great work with our second O-line as well. Our second O-line went in there and they did some things there in the late third and the fourth quarter. And of course, also on that fake punt, Coach Huff has done a tremendous job of recruiting and coaching those guys. And this style of offense really fits them.
All right, we've got five more hands up. We'll take those. Nick and then Christian Capel. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, going back to Cade Otten a little bit, some of his success has to come from the timing with the quarterback. How is the Morris to Otten connection kind of developed, and how critical was that tonight?
Yeah, extremely critical. Now, again, Dylan's just going through his progressions. And so he'll go through his progressions, and then if he gets to that progression to hit Cade, he's going to hit Cade. And that's another thing about our pro style offense. This isn't just some, you know, offense where, oh, we have to throw the ball here and then all of a sudden it's not there and then we're getting sacked. And so it's not going to be perfect, but we do have a progression and he goes through his progression. And Cade was obviously open a fair amount of times there, but he catches the football. He's so sure-handed. He gets upfield. He's hard to cover, and we're going to make sure, you know, here moving forward, that Cade is always in the progression, and I know Dylan will be looking for him.
All right, Christian, and then Masvita. Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah, Jimmy, yeah, obviously Wazoo had to cancel their game this weekend because of COVID issues, and there's some uncertainty about next weekend's game. I'm just wondering how you approach that game planning-wise, timeline-wise here in the next 48 hours, and just maybe how weird it is that you're in year one here and you're having an Apple Cup is no sure thing.
Yeah. I was waiting. Thanks, Chris. I was waiting for that question. I thought it was going to be the first one. I haven't heard anything different about our game. What I know right now is we are playing on Friday. And so as soon as we get done celebrating here tonight, but our prep has already started because we're on a short week for the Apple Cup. We want to make sure the Apple Cup stays here in Seattle. And so first thing in the morning, all sights, all focus is on the Apple Cup. We'll be here early in the morning as a coaching staff and then get the players in here. And we'll be practicing and prepping to make sure the Apple Cup stays right here in Seattle.
All right, Masvita and then Mike Varell. Go ahead, Mas.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, going back to the wide receivers, how much improvement did you see from last week to this game, to this week?
Yeah, I definitely saw some improvement. It's, you know, maybe I'm a hard grader. We can still get a lot better. I know that. And they know that. We can get a lot better. We have so much juice and so many playmakers because I see it in practice. Like I keep telling you guys, I see it in practice and I see them go against our guys. We still need to play a lot better at that position. And then we're going to be even more explosive than we were tonight. You know, I know it was 44-0 at one point, and really it could have almost been 60-0 at one point if we catch a few footballs there. And so we'll continue to improve. We'll go back to work starting tomorrow. And as long as we have a constant state of growth and improvement in every position group, but especially the wide receiver group, then we'll be fine as we keep moving forward here towards the end of the year.
All right, Mike Varell, and then we'll wrap it up with Josh. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy. We just saw on the field a couple of your DBs, Cam Fab, Asa, Julius Irvin, came back out and were running drills. I'm sure they weren't happy with that fourth quarter, but what does that say about those guys that 15 minutes after the game, they're back out there?
Yeah, no, that says a lot about, and I see those guys out there out my office window, you know, all the time too, doing extra stuff. That just speaks to their work ethic, their commitment to this program. We're all about being bricklayers around here, blue collar hard workers. And that does not surprise me one bit that they're out there trying to get some extra work in.
All right. Last question tonight from Josh Kirschenbaum. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Jimmy, two questions about the run game. Just first of all, how did you see it develop going from 2 yards per rush in the first quarter to 5 in the second, to I think 7 in the third? And then there was a span in the third quarter where there were 5 rushes by 5 different players. What do you like about this offense where you can give the ball to so many guys?
Yeah. So your first question there, I know for a fact our humongous offensive line wears on people, and eventually you're going to break. And I think that's what those guys do. And so, you know, what you just said was 2 yards, and all of a sudden went to 5 and 7, whatever the stat that you just said, those guys wear on you. And it's over 2,000 pounds, and we keep pounding it, and we keep pounding it, and we keep being attacking and aggressive. We feel eventually the dam's going to break. We like fresh running backs. We are very fortunate to have 4 tailbacks that we feel very comfortable in protecting the quarterback, catching the football out of the backfield, and also obviously getting rushes and running the football. And when you're able to pepper a defense with fresh guys over and over and over behind a massive offensive line, that's a good recipe to get some rush yards and wear people out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.